This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, August 29th. God's word for you today is Faith Is, Part 2. Our scripture reading is taken from Hebrews 11, verse 11. And it says, Sarah, too, had faith, for she realized that God, who gave her his promise, would certainly do what he said. We know something will happen only when God says it will happen. Hebrews 11 verse 11 says, Abraham trusted that God would keep his promise. Why did Abraham leave his home country and travel to a strange land? It is because God promised. Why did Moses go back to Egypt when he was the most wanted man on earth? It is because God promised. Why did Gideon go into battle when he was outnumbered, outgunned, outknifed? It is because God promised. Why will you fulfill your destiny? It is because God has promised that you will fulfill your destiny in God, in the name of Jesus. It is because God promised. Faith is the confidence that God is who he says he is, and he will do what he promised to do. And faith is a response to who God is and what he has promised. Now that we have settled on what faith is, the next question is, how can I grow my faith? Two things. Are you ready? You need to fasten your seatbelt because this will change your life totally and powerfully. The truth is that the fundamentals are the most powerful. The first way to grow in faith is to evaluate the foundation of your faith. What am I even building on? You need to check your life. What are you building on? You are making a series of decisions. What are they built on? For your faith to grow, the foundation must be Jesus, not people. People can let you down. People can die, but Jesus lives forever. Your foundation cannot be a denomination. Your foundation must be Jesus. Some people have chosen to be a God to themselves. Lady and gentleman, DIY, I do it by myself. That is a very shaky foundation because we are limited as human beings. So, if the foundation of your faith is do it yourself, it is going to break down. For your faith to grow, your foundation must be Jesus and Jesus alone. The foundation of my life is Jesus. The foundation of God's favorite house is Jesus. What do we believe? We believe that because Jesus walked on this earth and claimed to be God, he gave us a lot of evidence supporting his claim. He said he will die, and he died for our sin. He rose from the dead and went back to heaven in front of hundreds of witnesses. That is who we build our faith on, Jesus, the Son of the living God. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 14 says, And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. Our faith is built on the resurrection of Jesus, the Son of the living God. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, His oath is covenant, his blood supports me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All the ground is sinking sand. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.